Lesson 120, The Last Supper. Message: Jesus provided a way for us to remember his great sacrifice. Learning objectives: The children will learn the events that took place on the last Passover meal the apostles shared with Jesus. With the act of the Last Supper, Jesus instituted Holy Communion. Bible text: Mark 14:10-25. The evening before the Passover, the disciples came to Jesus and asked him, "Where do you want to celebrate the feast of the Passover?" Jesus told them, "Go into the city. There you will meet a man carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him to the house that he enter. There you will say to the master, 'The teacher says, where is the guest chamber where I can eat the Passover meal with my disciples?' He will show you a big upper room, furnished and prepared." The disciples found everything as Jesus had told them and prepared the Passover meal. That evening, Jesus and his disciples gathered around the table and ate supper together. Jesus said to them, "One of you who is eating with me now will betray me." This made the disciples very sad, and they all asked Jesus, one after the other, "Is it me?" Jesus replied, "It is one of the 12 that dips bread in the bowl with me. It is written that I must die, but he who betray me will suffer great sadness. It would have been better for him if he had never been born." While they were eating, Jesus took the bread. He thanked God for it, broke it into pieces, and gave it to the disciples. He said, "Take this and eat it. This is my body." Then he took the goblet of wine, thanked God for it, and gave it to his disciples. They all drank from it. And Jesus said, "This is my blood, which is shed for all." At the end of the meal, the devil had already put into Judas Iscariot's heart that he would betray Jesus. Then they sang a hymn and went to the Mount of Olives. Jesus told them, "All of you will stumble tonight because of me." Suggestions for the teacher: lead him. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what she or he may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise, fancy dress, a table, chairs, wine, drinks, bread. Lesson instructions: begin telling the story. Discuss with the children, what does it mean to betray someone? When you expose a person to danger by giving information to an enemy, why do the Israelites celebrate the Feast of Passover? It commemorates when God freed the Jewish people from slavery in Egypt. What does Jesus say when they have supper? One of you will betray me. What does Jesus explain when breaking the bread? Take this and eat it. This is my body. What does he explain when they drink wine? This is my blood, which is shed for all. How do we celebrate Holy Communion in a divine service in memory of Jesus? We first pray the Lord's Prayer. Then, absolution follows. The peace of Jesus is given to us. Then, consecration follows. We receive the communion wafer. Have the children repeat. The apostles shared the last Passover meal with Jesus. With the act of the Last Supper, Jesus instituted Holy Communion. Real life application. Explain the following. Discuss the correct procedure of partaking in Holy Communion in the divine service. Repeat the message. Jesus provided a way for us to remember his great sacrifice.